This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's time, that time of the morning when we say hello to our Mayor Julia Loy, who joins us now. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Good morning to you. Well, look, let's get into it, talking about council business. There was a think tank meeting held at Mossman over the weekend, not a council-organised one. It was a privately organised one. But there were some interesting things came out of that meeting. It was, in fact, that we, the council, that is, don't have a fully qualified economic development officer at council. Now, as I understand it, a person has been appointed to that role, but is also responsible for another position on council. Now, isn't it important that we have someone who is experienced and concentrates on that role alone, do you think?
Look, I wasn't able to get to the think tank. I had other commitments, so I wasn't there, so I can't really comment or, suppose, answer your question in relation to the context of which perhaps those that discussion occurred. But what I can tell you is that we have a fantastic community and economic development team. We have a number of people who are very talented, have great experience and qualifications and specialties in all the various components of community and economic development in our community. We also have every single person in our council in that particular area has extensive experience, qualifications, and we do have a number of people, particularly at the management level, who do have qualifications in economic development. The overall manager has an MBA, and of course they all report to our very eminently qualified CEO, who also has an MBA.
Now, I understand that, but I guess what the think tank was saying, they were saying, yes, there's people who can handle that, but we haven't got one person whose sole job is to be that. And many, many councils have a one person who's then backed up by a team. So you don't have an individual person, do you, with that experience in that role and that position?
I suppose the way we work in terms of our council, we are a small council, as I'm sure you realise, but we do have people who work across the teams, and that's in economic development. Economic development is also about developing our infrastructure so that that facilitates infrastructure that we need for our growth, for example, our new reservoir. Also contemporary management, actually people talk amongst themselves, we talk with the community. I really must say that we have some great qualified people. And also if you look at what our corporate plan says about fostering sustainable economic growth, and also our operational plan, which we've adopted for this financial year. We have a number of goals and a number of actions that we'll be working on specifically in relation to economic development.
So the answer to my question is no.
We have some very qualified and professional people working in our particular economic development area, Paul.
But we don't have one person in that job. That's my question to you. We don't have one person. We have a team of people.
We have a number of people who do have economic development as part of their portfolio, and we do have people who overall are very experienced in economic development.
But not one person. Okay. All right, well, let's move on. The 35th Variety Club Bash ends here in Port today. Now, 90 pre-1989 cars set off from Bondi 10 days ago. It'll all wrap up in Rexmeal Park. Now, Julia, I have done about half a dozen of these Variety Club Bashes in South Australia, and they are the guys and gals who do this. They're unique people. They are absolutely unique people. And what a wonderful children's charity Variety is.
Yes, no, it is, exactly. And we've been welcoming this particular group for many years into the Douglas Shire, and it's fantastic.
You should go on a bash, Julia. Honestly, it is the best thing to do. It's quite an experience. It's not what you realise. You just go on there, and the camaraderie is absolutely amazing.
Look, yeah, I'm sure it is. And I've known many people over the years who've done all sorts of things like that. And, I mean, this is what we love about promoting our beautiful Douglas Shire, because we know that many people are attracted to come into our area. And in actual fact, all our events and what we do to promote the area is all part of our economic development strategy as well.
I reckon you should have a Douglas Shire car in. I reckon that'd be absolutely fantastic. You and the CEO and the team, I reckon it'd be fantastic.
Look, I'm sure it would be, maybe one day.
All right. Well, look, our future filmmakers are being urged to enter the Port Shorts Film Festival. Now, as I understand, local high school students are already getting their movies together for the judging. It's a really great way to showcase your short film that you want to make in the Douglas Shire. And there's so many things that you could do short films on up here. It kicks off now, not until October 25th, but entries close next month on the 13th, so you haven't got a long time to go.
The Port Shorts is a fabulous event, and I'm delighted that this is happening again this year. Council strongly promote it. We sponsor it. In fact, it's my favourite alongside Carnival. What I really love about the way the Port Shorts team and committee over the last few years, they've really grown the event. And certainly the focus on young people and now on primary school children is just fantastic. There are so many jobs and opportunities in this area. And again, it just shines a really fantastic light on Port Douglas, Mossman, Daintree, and it encourages so many people to get involved. I know from speaking to many of the people over the last few years, they certainly have gone on to actually have other jobs in relation to film making and film in the film industry. And so that's another example of where our events people, our officer, our coordinator in the Douglas Shire Council works with people who want to put on these events. And that's another example of where we work very strongly in economic development, because this is an economic development initiative. It's the type of industry that we know has always actually served Douglas Shire very well in the number of years. We've had key international films made in the Douglas Shire. And we know that there's many more in the future that could be made here as well.
Now, the Douglas Garden Awards is over for another year. Some wonderful winners amongst the 19 gardens entered. And Costa once again created a wonderful, didn't he? A wonderful, positive environment for the awards.
You're absolutely right. And that's exactly why, I was so keen to have Costa come up and be a celebrity judge for us. He absolutely lives and breathes gardens, and anyone who is passionate about gardens absolutely adores Costa. The opportunity for people to meet Costa, even if they weren't an entrant in the Garden Award, we made that possible on the Wednesday evening, and also everyone was welcome to attend the award ceremony on the Thursday night in Port Douglas. It's been a huge hit, and also another way that we can shine a light on the Douglas Shire, because I know that Costa's keen now that the ABC Garden Show has been recognised with a Logie, as well as himself as the best presenter. It means that there's opportunities now perhaps for some of those segments in the ABC Garden Show to actually be filmed up here.
Julia, I'm wondering if you could talk to your internet people, the people that conduct your website at council, because I've checked there is no information on the award winners. And usually that is very well, you've got a great site there. Tom Volling does a great job in putting all of those up. But I've searched there and I can't find the winners of the Garden Awards, which, I think should be up there by now.
Look, you need to go to our Facebook site. They're all up there the day after.
Okay, but it'd be great to have it on your normal website as well. Now, a new plaque was unveiled at the Mossman Gorge to commemorate the contributions and loss of life of the Indigenous soldiers during World War One. Now, what a great initiative, Julia.
Look, yes, it is, and this has been a long time coming, and certainly I know that Wally Gray and the RSL have worked really well with our Indigenous community and the Mossman Gorge Gateway Centre. It was a very moving ceremony on Wednesday morning, and I was very pleased and honoured to be able to be there. We all know that the history of Indigenous service has quite sad in a way, because Indigenous people put themselves forward and were conscripted and have served our country in many wars. But certainly the history in the World War One was really dreadful, because when they came back, they were not recognised. And also there were things like soldier settlement programs that occurred throughout Australia and in the far north. And they were left out of that. Mm. And it actually affected their ability to get jobs, because prior to that, many Indigenous people did have jobs on various farms. And once the soldier settlement program started, of where they were left out, it set up a situation that I think people are still being impacted today. Mm. And so to see relatives and descendants of those individuals in our area be part of that ceremony was incredibly important.
Absolutely. Good on you, RSL, and Wally, well done. Now, the 30th anniversary, Julia, of the Alexandra Bay Sporting Club. Now, it's a big family day, as I understand, coming up this Saturday.
Look, that's correct. It's a really great sporting club. That's the Alexandra Bay Sporting Club. It's now in its 30th year. And I certainly remember when I first came to live in this area in 1991, it was a place that we went quite regularly with our children when they were very young. A great day has been organised, particularly by Di Price and her team. And so it kicks off around 12:30. And so there's going to be food by the Alexandra Bay State School. There's going to be cricket, of course. During the afternoon, there's going to be a pop-up play group, face painting, jumping castle and games and market stalls. And there's also going to be a condiment and home brewing tasting.
Oh.
And people on stilts, and also a band later on. That was Kids Talent Quest. I shouldn't forget that, with Chantala Ferry, and also singing and dancing with Chantala Ferry. And also there'll be dinner from 6 p.m. and live music by U2. And a puppet show as well.
Hang on,
and
did you say live music by U2?
Yeah, it's Y-O-O.
Oh, right.
T-O-O.
I was going to say, if U2 were playing there, that's going to be a big, big event.
Yes, it will still be a big event. It's really important. It actually really shows how long community events have been going in that particular area. And also, I think there's a backlight puppetry show by Naomi, and also the live music taking you into the evening. So
beautiful.
It's going to be jam-packed with different activities. And I know Di is working really hard to make this a huge success. And so I'm sure that everyone's welcome, and make it a really great afternoon and evening.
Yeah, especially with you two playing. That'll be fantastic. Now, Julia Lloyd, before we go, any news on the information meetings for the carbon neutral scheme that you want to adopt?
We haven't set the meetings yet, and when we do, we'll let you know.
Beautiful. Julia, have a great day, great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Bye-bye.